Jeremy. Well, you know, this is a fun show to do. Always a fun show after a win. After your team goes to 65,000 seat filled stadium and kills it. So it's going to be a lot of fun tonight to talk about the positive side of Miami, because we complain a lot here sometimes. Tonight, maybe we could spend a little time about talking about the good stuff. Yeah, maybe one or two bad things, like, you know, questionable things in the defense. But we can get into that. And as always, I don't do this by myself. Everybody's favorite uncle. Welcome, Uncle Ed. Ed, how you doing?
Downtown Peter Brown.
Oh, I pushed the wrong button.
Downtown Peter Brown. How's it going, man?
Good, good. How was your weekend so far?
Oh, wonderful. Inter Miami just keeps kicking butt. But they always do a little thing that we're going to talk about. That's kind of annoying.
Yeah, they don't seem to know how to start a game, right? I think that's one of their big problems, is not knowing how to start a game. But we can get into it. You know, they want to keep it exciting. They want to make it exciting. Give the visiting fans, or the everywhere we go now, they're the visit. Well, everywhere we go, it's kind of like the visiting fans everywhere we go. Well,
kind of like home team.
We're home team everywhere now.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, it gives the other team a glimmer of hope. And we can get into that. But everybody, you know, start saying hello in the chat. We'll start talking with you guys a lot. Get your thoughts and feelings about the game and the season and the greatest show on earth. As I was watching the game last night, I think I chatted to you guys. What a show. And so I had the word show in my mind. And so I started thinking of the Barnum Bailey Circus going on tour and hitting every town. And we're bringing our elephants and our clowns and our three ring circus is coming to your town too. So the greatest show on earth. So everybody get active in the chat. And while we're waiting for you to get active in chat, we will say thank you to a couple sponsors. And we'll start off with Caneswear, because Caneswear is where you need to go with that cool looking gray hat. I like that hat. And also all that that wall is messy, Ed.
Oh, Peter Brown. And you know, if I can't go to Davie to 2655 South University Drive, where do I go?
You can go to caneswear.com, and all orders over $99 ship for free. You know, you can also use FMTV10 to save 10% discount. The location is south of 595 on University Drive. If you're driving up to Fort Lauderdale to come to the game, why not stop there on your way? They're always having good deals. Last time I was there, they had an entire rack of shirts and things that were marked down considerably. So always good deals at Caneswear. So go check them out. And
Peter Brown, talk about goats. We've got the goat of all realtors, Mia Rodriguez. She, if you want to invest in South Florida, she's the one to talk to. She speaks three languages. No way you cannot communicate with that lady. You can WhatsApp her as well. So if you want to make that investment, you know, if you want to sell or buy, you know, she's the one to talk to. Mia Rodriguez, she's on TV too, Peter Brown. So if you guys want to contact her, she's on The American Dream. And you got that property or, you know, cool house you want to sell, you might be on her show. So don't forget to contact her, guys. You can also go to the website, MiaRodriguezRealtor.com.
All right. And, yeah, I keep hearing that there's talk about interest rates going down. So, it might be a good time for you to buy if interest rates are starting to go down or something. So contact her for sure.
Engage, folks.
Yeah. And all of a sudden, my camera, everything's looking a little jittery. So hopefully, it's all coming through okay. If you also you want to, somebody got a delivery.
Use Messi, Doña. Use Messi. Just pass me my coffee. Thanks, Doña. Use Messi. Any similarities to the player is purely coincidental.
All right. And if you want to leave a voicemail for Us Messi, you could call 786-474-4435. Maybe she'll answer.
Peter Brown, there's
one
a
of
lot
these days.
Of, and yeah, one of these days she's going to come into the show too. Peter Brown, I'm going to tell you something. I came prepared today. Look at that. I got my old phone with me.
Wow. Look at you.
On the live chat. And I noticed that our chat, the one that we have on this program, does not have the first people that called in. So I got to tell you, Tank was the first one to call in.
Chatting.
He was asking for that number. Well, there you go. B. King was the second one. Good old B. King. Hello, boys and girls. There you go. And then I gave out the number so people can call in. There's a number down there. Call us if you've got, you know, want to let us know what you thought about the game. Kata apparently was sick, but he's back.
All right. Hope you're feeling better, Kata.
Our buddy, the young sport himself, Sport Shorts, with us as well. Damian Guzman, thanks for joining us,
man. Feels like you skipped somebody there, Ed, but okay.
Oh, did I? That's what comes out in my list here.
Lionel Monaco?
Yep, that's the next one I got. Maybe they're getting mixed up. But Eric Thomas also with us.
How's it going in New Jersey?
Mm-hmm. And we got One World, One Goal, always chiming in, hanging out with us, putting up with us. We got Ed Bartra, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And the real 506 talking about Campana. I don't think he had such a great game. I think he's a little bit out of form, but we'll talk about that in a bit. Richard Greenberg up there in the freezing north. Toronto's doing better, by the way.
Yeah, didn't they win?
Yeah. And
look at that. Look, he's commenting on that. He says, Toronto are actually in fourth place. We're coming for you, Inter Miami.
Oh, let's see what happens. And Jose Velasquez is also with us, Peter Brown. And I think that's it for now. Be sure to chat with us, guys. There's always a good conversation in the chat room.
Yeah, welcome, everybody. So as I was mentioning Eric Thomas being in New Jersey, it just made me think, you know, I spent a good chunk of my day kind of mentally in New Jersey, Ed, of all things.
What?
Sat on the couch all day today watching a new Hulu docu-series, it was four episodes, on the great New Jersey singer-songwriter Bon Jovi.
Wow. That must have been something.
6-7 hours of TV watching and learning about Bon Jovi.
So you know everything about Bon Jovi now.
I guess so. I mean, I listen to some of his music. Not my favorite band by any stretch, but you know, they're from the era that I like, and they got a few good songs. So yeah, check that out.
All the Hair and.
Yes. Yeah. Interest. It's an. Hey, look. If you're not into that music, it was an interesting documentary because it talks about the band from their beginning, and then also where they are currently, where the singer Bon Jovi is struggling with his voice. Like he had to have surgery, and wow. And I see that Eric is a huge Bon Jovi fan right there.
He loves that band.
I see, hey, that's your area. That's your neck of the woods. That's your neck of the woods. Him and the boss, Bruce Springsteen. Hey. That's the only thing I know about New Jersey, right? That's it.
That's it. And there's nothing else to talk about.
Nothing else to talk about. You know, and other than the New York teams that play New Jersey and claim New York. So they don't even give any respect to New Jersey. New York Red Bulls, New York Giants, New York Jets, they all play in New Jersey, but they don't give any love or respect to New Jersey. So, you know,
How's that work, Peter? I mean, you're from Jersey, but you're like, where are you from? Oh, New Jersey.
It's like New York's redheaded stepchild.
That's exactly what I was going to say, man. It's like, what, are they embarrassed to say they're from Jersey? I mean, what's the deal?
No respect. And maybe there's a reason. I've never been there, so I don't know. Maybe there's a reason that there's no respect.
I've been passed around the whole darn tootin' state. And, you know, yeah, I think they, you know, they're generally thought of as a suburb of New York City or something like that.
Kata says, New Jersey is safer and a little cheaper, though. Yeah, I'm sure. That's why people live there. Anyways.
People commute across the river.
Yep. So, speaking of, you know, New Jersey is the next game we have coming up is against Red Bulls, which is a New Jersey team. So, we'll touch on that a little bit. But Inter Miami, once again, they travel and this you know, circus of a road show that they're on everywhere they play now. It's like all the teams are raking in the money, and they played in – And I forget the exact number when they played in Kansas City, but when they played in Kansas City, it's like the gate, the amount of money that that they made was in the millions. Why are you laughing?
Oh, because look at the chat room. Aren't you called Miami? Richard Greenberg writes down when you play in Fort Lauderdale. It's true.
That is true. But at least they will eventually end up in Miami, right?
Yeah.
But that people are pissed off about that too. Hey, look, yeah. I'd rather it be Fort Lauderdale, inter Fort Lauderdale. I'd be cool with that.
It's around the corner for Peter, not like for me. And I'm going to be a lot happier when it's in Miami because I live in Kendall. So
Eric is saying he's invited us a million times, but
he has.
Besides you, Eric, is there any other reason to go to New Jersey? I mean, and besides, you come here. I don't need to go visit. You come here.
We got to take him to the game next time Eric Thomas comes out.
You can have one of my tickets. Tank is right. All of South Florida is known as Miami to the world. Exactly. That is true. If you say you're from, you know, Fort Lauderdale or something, people might know Fort Lauderdale, but quite often for years, I used to tell people in the old days, where are you from? Miami, even though I wasn't, you know, because that's what they know.
I like what Mr. Krabs is saying. I wonder what's going to happen to Chase Stadium once they move to Freedom Park.
I didn't see that chat, but what happens to Chase Stadium when they move to Freedom Park? That's still where the Inter Miami 2 team will play, potentially a women's team, as they've kind of talked about. And also, I had heard back when they were first building that stadium, there was talk that the end zone seats are easily removed. So you could probably see them removing the end zone seats, the goal behind the goals seats, to where you only have the sideline seats, which would then reduce the number in the stadium because you don't need as big of a stadium. You know, so that's possible. And they sell those off, make some money, you know, just like how they've bought stuff. So,
well, if I were them, I'd do like concerts and stuff there, take one of the sides off, and then you've got, you know, pretty good.
Put a permanent band shelter like they did in Dallas, Texas.
Yeah.
And they also did that in the first Columbus Crew Stadium. Both of them were owned by the Hunts. So both, you know, made the same decision to put a permanent band shelter there. Kata saying maybe as far as the stadium, maybe Fort Lauderdale United could play there. Well, they do have plans to renovate the former Miami Dolphins training facility, the one that's in Davie, and turn that into their own stadium. So who knows what that'll look like, how much of a change, you know, is it going to be? But, you know, so they'll find things to use for that field. They'll find stuff.
Yeah.
Anyways, as I was saying before you started snickering and you took me off topic, which I do love, even Tank is saying he loves the idea for concerts. Do we need another outdoor concert venue? Because you would think right now that there's nothing stopping them from using that stadium as a concert venue now when there's no – during the off season. There's no reason they couldn't do it, and they're not. So it makes – is there a demand? Because, you know, you do have – as far as outdoor venues in South Florida, you do have for, you know, the place up in Palm Beach, the amphitheater out there. You know, and then Bayfront used to host concerts there.
I just think the location for this one will be a lot better for a lot of those concerts that go up there. You can have them down here, and you know, it's a lot better, more centralized, a lot more popular. So I think it'll work out a lot better.
Oh, yeah. Krabs is asking, aren't we getting a women's team? I kind of wish they were NWSL. Yeah. So we are getting the USL pro team, or not. What are they calling it? Pro. Yeah. USL Pro, I think is what it's called. No. I forgot the name of the league, but it's the Super League. And I've been reading up on the league, and it seems like it's launching in August, and they don't have any players announced. That league is D1, it's gonna feel like USL. You know, sometimes if you've been to USL games, and I'm not talking about USL games in successful USL markets like Detroit or Louisville. You go to USL markets in South Florida, for example. You go to USL games in South Florida. They feel quite often a little amateur. It's just the production isn't there. you know, right. And it feels like this women's league, this D1, which is the same division one as NWSL, it feels like it's going to feel like USL. Whereas NWSL, I get the feeling, feels a little more MLS, a little more corporate, a little more investment, a little bit more polish. But anyways, we'll see. We'll see what it all, how it pens, you know. I'll be there. I'll check it out. Yeah. I'm interested. But anyways, back to Inter Miami.
Yeah.
As I was watching that game, several things I thought about. But so they played in two different stadiums recently. They played in Kansas, right? And in the Chiefs stadium where there were 70 something thousand people. That ownership group made millions of dollars, right, on that game. Boston, same thing has happened here. They played over 65,000 people. Are we missing an opportunity by not putting at least one or two games at the Hard Rock? And would South Florida show up? Because they don't always fill Chase Stadium.
Right.
Do we take it for granted that he lives here and he's here all the time, and so they don't, you know, they're only filling it up in Boston or Kansas City because this is their one time a year, maybe one time in a life that they get to see it? I mean, do you think there's an opportunity to fill Hard Rock with this incarnation of Inter Miami?
I think they should have done it with like the first game of the season. That's the time to do it.
That first League's Cup game.
Oh, there you go. Because I think people are going to show up to that. League's Cup for sure. People are going to show up because, you know, it's the beginning of that tournament or MLS or whatever. That's the time to get people in. But right now, yeah, people are kind of like, you know, oh, we're seeing him all the time. You know, plus tickets are hard to get. It's expensive. So people kind of like, they're already starting to think, you know, it's hard to get those tickets. I'm not even going to try.
Yeah.
If they do it now, I think they might lose money because people are going to be like, what if he doesn't play?
Yeah. So a couple comments in the chat about that topic, and then we'll get to the game. But that was one of the things that I like. Sometimes my mind goes about things around the game. I find that way more interesting sometimes than talking about the game. But Stancy says, I think the Dolphins owner has beef with Inter Miami, so it's a no-go. Well, he has beef. Stephen Ross has beef, and his company he owns, Relevant Sports, has beef with MLS and specifically, which then, of course, is Inter Miami. But I am a firm believer in that money talks. If he was able to fill that stadium in an off-season time when it's not being used, and he would get a good chunk of money out of that, I think all things can get patched up. Now, Relevant Sports does have some like ongoing lawsuits, soccer-related lawsuits. I don't know if MLS is involved with any of them, but I think Soccer United Marketing might have been part of one of the lawsuits, which is MLS. But I still think there's a way to figure that out. But yeah, I kind of agree with you, Ed. That, and also what Stancy says, also his next comment, I agree with. They would also need to lower prices. But if you look in the market in, say, Boston, I looked at Boston at the New England Revolution game, the day of the match, about 4 hours, 5 hours before the match time, I looked up the tickets. The cheapest ticket in that stadium, and that was going to be a crappy seat, was $130.
Wow.
So they're definitely not lowering the price there, but to the point that, you know, he plays more games here, they probably would have to lower it because there's more opportunities. I don't know.
Yeah.
It feels like a lost opportunity. I think you're right. That very first Messi game, that first game he ever played, the excitement that was there, that was your opportunity. And they missed millions.
Yeah. Or the first game of the season would have been another one.
Nothing. You could have charged anything for that first game.
Yep, that one was the one to fill it up to the brim with brim.
It would have, because people would have flown from all over the country, all over the world, maybe, to go to that game.
For sure. So. But Peter, let's start talking about the game, man. I mean, what a way to start the game. As soon as we're – I didn't even sit down correctly yet. I didn't position my posterior in the nice, comfy way that I wanted to. You know, ready for the long 45 minutes of the first half. And bam! What happens to just about every game, we give it away, give it away, give it away now. Hey, Patrick.
Telling you, that's their theme song.
Patrick Barnham was singing with me the other day at the stadium the other day. Because he heard it on the show.
That's my goal right now, is for all you guys that are watching Inter Miami games, when the defense blunders, I want you to hear in the back of your head the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Give it away, give it away, give it away now. I want to embed that in your mind.
Yeah. So yeah, we started seeing that at the game in Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah.
And then we watched this darn tootin' game. And it happens again, and I'm just like, dude, it happened in Kansas. It happened at game. That's like three games in a row, Peter, and it's happened in other games before. So it's just like, Miami's a town of drama queens. I mean, we love this town, you know?
Wait, what did you say? It's a town full of drag queens?
Drama queens and drag queens, too. There are lots of them. But yeah, a lot of drama in the city. You know, you gotta love it. Miami is Miami.
Hey, and that's what they're doing. They're giving drama, to the game. Mr. Krabs is saying, Inter Miami conceded 9 goals in the first half so far, and 7 of them were in the first 5 minutes. Yeah.
Oh dear God!
They're just trying to help the other team out, give them a glimmer of hope. And that was one of the things that the New England coach, Caleb Porter, said, and I don't have the quote in front of me, but he said that, you know, they thought, hey, we were doing well. You know, we shut them down. They weren't having a lot of space. You know, we were up a goal, you know, all these things. And then Messi does what Messi does.
Oh, yeah, he does. And that's what's even better. My folks finally came into town, man, and I was watching with my dad, and he was like, oh, they scored the first one. Oh no, he thought it was over. It's never over. We got Messi.
But I can't help it because I've been burned by this team by so many times. We've lost so many games that we should have won in the past, right?
Right.
Pre-Messi or with Messi on the team, but Messi not playing, whatever. Right. And so, right away, I'm like, oh no, worst beats first, right? Because New England Revolution is the worst team in the league right now. They are in last place. We should beat them 4-1, which is what we did, which makes sense. But, I started thinking right away, titles for the show. Worst beats first. You know, I said.
And Peter, another thing is, like, Drake Callender, he just seems like he's not as confident as he used to be. Every time I hate that the defense always passes the ball back to him. Yep. They know he's not good holding on to that ball. He looks nervous, and you know, every time they kick it back to him, he's like, looks like he's trembling or something.
And Kata agrees with you. Says Drake has been so bad this year, he's really regressed. Was always reliable, but I don't know what's happening. Yeah. I agree. He was caught out in no man's land, like the announcers said. He should not have come out. And if you're going to come out like that, you got to come out all the way and get that. I mean, he got caught, and it was, yeah. I don't know if this has anything to do with it, but Stancy has a thought. Calendar's quality has decreased since getting married and now expecting a baby. Poor
Peter,
guy.
He shouldn't have had sex. He's that's what it is. He had a child.
Baby on the way, it said, but so maybe no baby yet, but blaming the wife. It's always the woman's fault. So me and my wife have this ongoing in-house joke, because anytime, you know, something, you know, anytime it's the woman's fault or something like that, we always have this kind of joke of saying, well, you know, mm-hmm. I was like, well, you know, you guys, you know, it was your fault, the biting of the apple.
The original sin.
It's your fault. You know. So,
sinners.
It goes all the way back. It's your fault.
Right. Mm-hmm. All you ladies out there.
And because she's a good Christian and believes in the Bible, she's like, you know.
I like Mike V saying, Callender's wife is Yoko Ono.
Oh, no.
They blame her for the breakup of the Beatles. Are you saying that she's the reason while we're losing all the time? Is that what it is, Peter Brown?
So I thought maybe the deal was his best friend. So his best friend on this team was Yedlin. And Yedlin's in Cincinnati. And since Yedlin's been gone, Callender's gone downhill. I think Yedlin was like Callender's Yoda. Gotcha. You know, his wiser, older kind of sensei kind of guy that would walk on the field with their bare feet and try to align their chakras and all that kind of stuff. I mean, well, no, they were into that. There was like video about that garbage.
You think he calls him Master every time you saw him?
I don't know. Yes, Master. I don't know.
He's Windu's his kata. We're going to Star Wars big time now.
Oh, yeah. Tanka says I'm sleeping on the couch. Hey, my wife's still on her way back from Orlando. She's not here. And that joke she and I have all the time.
So, yeah, I think could that be the reason why he's gone downhill? I mean, he probably felt safer with Yoda there, you know, with his mentor there. So now he might feel naked.
So Tank has a different thought about who his Yoda might be. Drake lost his mentor, buddy, Nick. His form has dropped. Look back at last September. So is it Nick? What was his last name? You say Nick and you say goalkeeper. My mind always goes to Raimondo. Nick Raimondo.
I think the same thing, yeah.
Kata says it's his Mace Windu. Stancy. Yeah, most Latin guys don't do chakra or weird stuff like that. Well, I'm not Latin, but I don't do none of that stuff either. Tony Axe is saying Yedlin is doing fine. He's got a couple assists. Yeah, but his buddy Callender not doing so good. But speaking of people not doing so good, Ed, you touched on it before, and I thought about it as well, is Campana. So Campana got his opportunity to start. And yeah, I think you said maybe bad form. He just came back from injury. Okay.
Yeah.
But he wasn't gone that long, right? A couple weeks.
Right. And he did a cool back heel, which led to the second goal or the first goal, right?
One of the goals, yeah. He was involved. But I did notice also, and look, he comes back at times, and he does things that will give more space to, say, someone like Messi and things like that. But there were a few times where he tried to connect with Messi and missed the connection. And my thought was, if you can't connect with Messi, you're not going to get on the field.
Right.
This team is built around one player. And if you can't find a way to connect or play off of him, I mean, it doesn't mean he's going to score every goal, but you're playing off of him in some way or fashion. And if, you know, like, look at Taylor. Taylor misses games. He gets in there, instantly makes a connection with Messi, and Messi scores his first goal.
Yes. And, yeah, it kind of sucks because he had a couple of opportunities where if he did that pass, Messi would have probably scored. I mean, he wanted to do that pass. He tried, but they were just too short. I don't know. He lost his touch or something. Sad.
Is it a confidence thing? If it's a confidence thing, send him down to Inter Miami 2. Let him get a couple of games where he's going to score maybe a bunch of goals because he's more overqualified for that league, right?
Yeah, he'll tear it up.
Use that to build up your confidence or something if that's a problem. But, again, if he wants to get more playing time, and you had made a comment before in previous shows that you think he might be unhappy and might want to get out.
Right.
If he can't connect with Messi, he's going to find himself out. But they're not going to just cut him. They're going to have to sell him. They bought him. They spent money on him. That's not a player they're just cutting.
I think it's one game, and you know, maybe he does have to change look, like Esteban Dito is saying.
I was just about to click on that, but I didn't see you saw it before me. It is time for Campana to drop his metrosexual look and cut the beard and shorten his long hair. That will solve everything.
Yep, it's the look, man.
Let's shave his head.
Bald is the way to go. Look at this. It's done well.
Or at least close-cropped hair. I think that guy, Mateus Rojas, that new player we got, he's his close-cropped. Let's get him like that, you know? Maybe it's the opposite of what's that guy that had the superpowers because he had long hair?
Samson, yeah.
Samson. Maybe he's the opposite of Samson.
There you go. Cut his hair and he's going to get his superpower.
Gains strength instead of losing it.
But yeah, I think that, you know, it was one game. Hopefully he'll come back in the next couple of games. He'll give him some more time. It was his opportunity to shine. He didn't. But like you said, I mean, Taylor played, I think, really well. He's connecting again. So he's got that chemistry with Messi for sure.
Tangled hair movie. Tank says, I don't want to shave my hair soon. I do want to, I think. Oh, he do want to. Go for it. Do. Everybody should try one. I did it once. I did it once, Ed. I shaved my head once. I don't know if you recall me doing that years and years ago. We were friends at the time.
Peter, really long hair back in the day.
I shaved it, though. I mean, I shaved it once.
Oh, yeah.
It did not look good.
Yeah. But Peter had a lot of hair. Talk about Bon Jovi. His hair was like that back in the day.
I did have that picture.
Man, I always regret not like doing a copy of that picture because I would be bringing it up all the time.
I have it on my phone somewhere, but it takes me a little while to find it. It's further back in the.
I gotta tell Donya use Messi to put it over here in the Football Miami TV Cafe. You know, Peter Brown. That would be.
Oh yeah, I should put it. You know how I have this this Messi frame behind me? I should put the picture of me back in there.
Yeah, dude, that would be awesome, possum.
Next show. Here, Oliver M says Campana with Uncle Ed's look equals 10-year contract. Bam.
There you go. Yeah, there's it makes you definitely aerodynamic. So if anything,
every once in a while. In my photo library, you know how your photos every once in a while say, 10 years ago, this or whatever, or even on Facebook. Every once in a while. Now, you've been bald ever since I've known you.
Right.
But man, there's some pictures where you look like a kid. You and me standing together at a Fort Lauderdale Strikers game or giving away a trophy. Remember, we used to give trophies away to the player of the year. I mean, you look like a kid back then.
Time has flown, my friend. And
no gray at the time.
We've got tons of gray. My dad's like, my dad has a full set of hair. I'm going to bring him over so you guys can see his picture, his face and his hair. He's got, more hair than I do. My brother says I was I'm not one of his actual sons because I don't have any hair. But yeah, he's all gray. And I think that's like one of the things that has made me look older quicker is the gray. A lot of gray.
Yeah, I don't have as much.
You don't. And that's why you look good. And Peter's a lot older.
In a couple of weeks, I'll be 55.
Whoa.
Couple of weeks. Old. El Hibaro still talking about Campana says, for me, it's more quality more than mentality. The problem of Campana, the level Messi and the rest of the team is playing is not for Campana or Borja. So he doesn't feel like Campana or Borjalin can get up to the level.
To that level. I think Campana could.
I think he can. Borja
might not.
Just not that long ago, last year, he scored a bunch of goals.
Yeah, I just think, the Campana thing, I think, is just he hasn't had much playing time, but I think once they, you know, they get that chemistry again. It was just one game, like I said. I think he'll be up there. He'll be scoring again. He just needs to score that one first goal, and then he's going to, like, destroy it, I think.
All right. A man that knows something about Bald, Richard Greenberg, says Bald gene is from the mother's side, just so you know.
Oh, so it's my mom's fault.
It's your mom's fault. One bald man talking to another bald man.
Yeah, he would know. Richard Greenberg, that's a dude right there. He knows his stuff.
Esteban Dito, you know what they say about bald men? They're full of testosterone.
Mm-hmm.
But Esteban, don't you have a full head of hair?
So, Peter, going back to the game, you know.
I like that conversation.
Yeah, the well, Campana, they're saying they're very low quality. Yeah, man, he scored a lot of goals, though. So, yeah, I don't know what it is.
Sometimes some players, though, think about this. I always like to bring this up. You know, some players just don't work in the system. It's just not a fit. Think about what's his name that we sent to Philadelphia?
Carranza.
Carranza, the other C. He couldn't really do much in Miami. He goes to Philadelphia. He's like their best player.
Yeah, yeah.
So some players just don't fit in the system, and maybe he doesn't fit in Tata's system. I don't know. Hopefully he can figure it out, because I am a fan of Campana. I do like him. I like a goal scorer that also plays defense and comes back and all that kind of stuff. So anyways,
yeah.
Hey, Ed, let's take a break and play a few voicemails, because maybe that takes our conversation in a different direction as well, so we can stop talking about bald men and their testosterone levels.
There we go.
It's time for your voicemails.
Hello?
All right, start off.
Peter and Uncle Ed and all the great fans out there. Woohoo! It's Italia 1, Rome 1 goal. We won again. I'm starting to like this winning thing. Granted, they were like the last place team in the East with potential food poisoning / horrible flu thing that I had, and the AstroTurf. And I was flipped out in the beginning because they're doing that stupid passing back, which really leaves Drake hanging out to dry. And they score in the first minute. We're like, oh my gosh. But luckily Messi put the team on his back, and Campapi, whether that was a mistake or not, he had that little back heel thing that went over to Tete, who gave a beautiful pass to Messi, who scored. And then we had some more Messi magic after that. And then also Benha looked wonderful. Boosty with a gorgeous pass. Benha also did a back heel thing that went to Messi, that then went to Suarez. And I told you guys Suarez would be okay. He's, you know, serviceable for the minutes we need. And again, put him in later because it's turf. And now we finally have some people to rotate in and out. And we finally have people coming back from injuries. And the youngsters look good. The veterans look good. And we actually have a little bit more middle of the age group guys. Because, you know, Peter doesn't like the old guys. Me and Julito, we love the old guys. And Uncle Ed, right? We love the old guys. Back from the fusion days. But anywho, the off topic, but I wanted to give a shout out, belated happy birthday to Victoria Beckham. She had a big number birthday. They had a big party, and they had like a little Spice Girls reunion thing. I would love if the Spice Girls could reunite and have a reunion to open the new stadium. That would be like astronomical. That's just my dream. And we'd like to get her on the show. Wouldn't that be fun? But anyway, so love you guys. Love the show. And happy to see Messi's, you know, hitting his stride, no pun intended. And we'll see how it rolls, you know. We look good. They bounce back nicely from the, you know, and they're going to have those growing teams throughout the year, but it looks very promising for when we lose people to the Olympics and to Copa America, that some of these other guys can kind of take over. Okay, love you guys. Love the show. Peace out.
All right, thanks. One World One Goal. She talked about Kramaski. Talking about a player that just seems to know how to connect or be in the right place when Messi's on the field is Kramaski. Comes in. Yeah. He's been injured. He comes in and instantly makes a difference. Gets a goal.
Mm-hmm. He did great, and I think the goal is definitely going to help his confidence. And he comes in a time when we need some players. We've had a lot of people get hurt.
Yeah.
A lot of them come back. So I'm glad, you know, Taylor's back for sure. He's done great. Grimaski, another one. We saw a little bit of Rojas also going in there. I thought that was good too. You know, like One World, One Goal said, Messi put the team on his back and made a difference, scoring two goals. And, you know, just being involved in all the other ones. So it's just, the man's a machine, a monster. And, you know, it's just so awesome to get to watch this guy every game. He just keeps getting better and better.
Yeah, and Messi won me $60, Ed. He won me $60.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay. I put $10 down on whether or not he would score two goals.
All right.
And he did. So I got $60.
Ka-ching.
I didn't bet on who would win because the odds, you know, I wouldn't make as much money, right? Because we were favored. But then there's like, you know, the prop bets. And there was one for like, you know, there was bets in there about Suarez. And I'm like, well, he's not even playing. But he did. But at the time, you know, but
that goal that too was that touch it would fit right to the angle.
Yeah, it was just exactly.
Incredible to watch these guys play, man. It's just like, you know, and on turf. I thought that was going to be an issue for us, but.
Apparently that's brand new turf too. It looked good. They said they just freshly laid turf. So, I mean, it's probably the best of the best, as close to real stuff as you can get, you know, new. So.
Yeah, impressive how the team did well. I mean, it doesn't matter where they make us play. We're going to tear you guys up. But I got to, you know, tell you guys again, that was one probably the worst team in MLS at this moment. We played two of the worser teams lately, but now we're going to start playing some of the better ones. Let's see how we fare with those.
Well, yeah, and we could touch on that. Let's still got a couple more phone calls. But, yeah, but Red Bull is coming to town next weekend. The last time we played Red Bull, they beat us 4-0. Now, Messi wasn't playing, but we do have to be able to play when Messi's not playing. Like One World, One Goal said, Copa America's company. We're going to miss Messi potentially for a month and other players potentially. So, and depending on how long they're in the tournament, it could be a month, or maybe, you know, maybe a month and a week or something. Maybe they after they play, if, let's say Argentina goes to the final, then he might want a week or two off. I don't know if he comes right back. Right. So it could be even more than that. But, you know,
and he wants to play America, which kind of sucks for us. But, you know, what can we do? And the chances of them going all the way are pretty high. I mean, their team is just loaded with incredible players. And it's kind of like, so his last hurrahs are coming up. I don't know if he's going to make it to the next World Cup, but I'm sure he at least wants to win another Copa America.
Exactly. So, you know, we got to, you know, the Red Bull game is not going to be easy, but luckily we'll more, you know, expectation is Messi will play in that game. And so we always have a chance. We always got a chance there.
Yes.
All right, let's get to another voicemail here.
This is Ted from Mitch and Pabboni Creek, Florida.
It's an inside joke.
So let's talk about the game last night. First of all, MLS needs to get rid of turf. The games are awful to watch in turf. I've never understood why they allow that crap. Moving past that, though, what is the deal? I texted, you know, Ed on the show last week, or was it 2 weeks ago, whenever I last left a message, said that I texted him during the games and my texts are negative, and that's true. It's legit, though, because they give up a goal right away. This team just causes me more stress than they should. And I blame Ed. Two, I blame Julio. Three, I blame Peter.
No.
And four, I blame the defense. None of those are really doing their job as far as keeping goals out. But the positives, obviously Messi is just something else. The best player who's ever played in MLS by far. Possibly still the best player in the world, or one of the best players in the world still. I mean, he doesn't play defense. I think that's one difference between him and the other guy now, like Mbappe or Kevin De Bruyne. Those guys still track back and play defense. But okay, but anyway, moving on. Aside from Messi, Busquets was really good last night. I mean, he you know, he messes up sometimes more than it seems like a DP should. However, he is the guy who keeps the defense from just passing it back in the back between each other. He's the only guy who's able to really, well, him and Redondo, but we've only seen Redondo for a few games. But Busquets last night was, you know, it was probably one of his best games. You know, Luis Suarez is excellent. I thought Campana did well, even though he didn't score. I mean, he had a few moments. Robert Taylor's back. That's a good thing. He's really good, too. I mean, we have really good players on this team. It's really fun to watch these guys. Once Jordi Alba's back, once Redondo is back, once Gomez is back, he's even better. That new guy, Matias Rojas, seemed really good in the few minutes he played. But, yeah, it's going to definitely make losing Gomez sting a little less. So, hopefully, you know, he's as good as he looked last night. That play he kept alive for the final goal, I think it was the goal that maybe Kramaski scored, where he kept it inbounds and then passed it to Messi, who shot, and the keeper blocked it, and Kramaski got the ball and then knocked it in. That was, you know, Kramaski looked better this year, too. He looks like, I think that he is a little bit different than the other teenagers we have, and that I think he actually is improving, whereas some of the other ones are slowly improving, but not, they still don't look like they're ready. I'm talking about David Ruiz.
That's it. Ruiz did have a good game, though. I do get frustrated with Ruiz as well, but I think Ruiz played much better this game than he has in some of the other games. No big boneheaded mistakes.
Yeah, I think for the most part, I think the team did really well. I can't really talk bad about anybody except the defense, maybe. But I did think what's his name? Boosie was a little bit he held onto the ball a little bit too much. And there was a time when they were close to taking the ball away from him a couple of times. And, you know, I just think he needs to release the ball a little bit more. He's not the guy that he used to be. He's starting to lose the ball.
So yeah, he gets a little casual with the ball at times. But I think some of it is, I think, maybe intentional in the fact that they try to slow the game down. Because these teams, they want to play fast against us because we can't handle that. So once we slow the game down, we seem to play better. So
right.
I'm sure that's part of it. But yeah, he does, you know, sometimes he's casual with the ball and takes it away. You know who else was a little casual at times, and Kata brings it up, is Frede has been sloppy at times too. And he was part of the reason that goal happened.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Our defense is still our weak side. That's why it's going to be interesting to see, you know, these next teams that we're going to play that are higher up in the standings. You know, they might be able to take advantage of our defense much better than other teams than the ones we've already played. We've been, you know, confident, or Tata's been confident that our offense will be enough. Well, we're going to really find out once we get these good teams playing against us, if they could do a damage and if our offense is going to be enough.
Yeah, I mean, they've made some additions to the back, and it so far has helped, but there seems... Even because I think part of it is just the way this team wants to play is they want to push up so much that, you know, that puts a lot of pressure on basically one or two guys, you know, and then you're playing two of your main players, Suarez and Messi, don't defend. So Esteban coming in with a hot take here. Come on, people. Voicemail messages are not supposed to be a monologue audition.
Was he the one that was criticized? I think he said a freak show, Ted or something you called him.
Yeah. Esteban, call in. Show us how it's done.
There you go.
Tony Axe brings up about Boosie. He's counting on referees to call a foul when he shields the ball. They don't always fall for it. And Busquets definitely is a bit of an actor. I mean, there was one foul that got called. And he was holding his face and, you know, all this kind of stuff. And it was,
didn't even touch him in the face, dude. No. That was just like.
Not at all. But it worked.
Yeah. I think they take drama class.
Yeah. Do they send these European players, you know, to, or, you know, to acting school? I mean, maybe they should.
They should.
Yeah. Or they don't need to, because some of them are very good at it. All right, one more voicemail here. And there's still time. If you guys want to leave another voicemail, that's fine. We got time. We'll take it.
Hey, brothers. How's it going? Great show, like always. Finally feels good to get a convincing win and no injuries. You know, it's always been a little bit of a rough start lately. But sometimes we need that early first goal against us to knock some sense into us. Glad to see the team's finally getting a bench. The defense is finally feeling the groove, and we're keep improving. Busquets looked better than ever with a pink shirt. So did Messi, as it seems like they're fully healthy now. On to victory, guys. Take care.
All right. Thanks for calling. That's that casual talk. Let's go. All right.
Let's go.
All right. Well, next up, you know, we were talking about next up is Red Bull's coming to town. You know, a couple of our old players coming back, and I'm sure they would love to do well against us in their old stadium.
Yeah.
We got Lewis Morgan, who's like the best player on the Red Bull team. He's always looking strong. I mean, he had a tough spell of injuries, but he's looked great there. And then they've got, who's that? I forgot. One of our old defenders, Colombian guy. I forget his name right now. But on their team as well. I forget. Couple players, but how do you think we're going to do against New York?
Well, I think it's going to be tough. Hopefully, with the lineup we had this game, I thought we did really well. It's definitely a better team, so it's going to be interesting to see what our players do. We got to be careful not to get scored on early again, because we might not be able to recover from a team like the Red Bulls. Man, it's going to be tough.
Thanks to Tank for remembering the names. Dylan Nealis, Andre Reyes, and Lewis Morgan. Reyes was a name I was trying to remember. I forgot about Dylan Nealis. You got both Nealis boys playing on that team. Brothers Damn. Playing on that team. So, yeah, I think this is going to be one of our tougher tests. I'm not sure where Red Bull is in the standings, but we can look at that. Where's my?
I like Akata says Reyes, who can't forget that he was the fifth DP under Tubby.
That's right. New York in third place. So yeah, that's going to be our toughest competition, and since we, and since our little bit of good stretch here, and I say good stretch because it's funny that we're sitting here so often. We do these shows and we're just complaining. Like we're in first place, but we're complaining quite often because it always seems to be there's something negative, like giving up a goal in the first 30 seconds of the game. There's always seems to be something that we're unhappy about, but somehow we are in first place. Now, again, we've talked about this before. We've played one more game than everybody else in our conference. But regardless, we are in first place. And not only that, but we're in first place on the supporter shield as well, which is taking a while to load for some reason. But first place in the supporter shield as well. So
yeah, no matter. I think we may be a game ahead of everybody, but even if they caught up to us, we'll still have a better goal difference than the other team. So we're still first place, no matter what. Can't touch
this. There you go. But and we need this, right? Because my thought. For the last couple of weeks was, can we win the MLS Cup? Forget about the supporter shield. Like,
right.
That'd be great, but I don't see it because we're going to lose players. I don't know if we'll keep, you know, I've said all we got to do is be in the top half for the playoffs so that we host a playoff game. That's all I'm really asking for. Anything more than that, fine. I don't care. Just right. We've got to get in the playoffs and host. I don't care about the supporter shield as much. That's just icing on the cake. But can right. we win the MLS Cup with knowing that we're going to lose players? Now, who knows? You know, we thought we were losing Gomez to the Olympics. Who knows how long he's going to be out? He might have screwed up his Olympic hopes. So yeah. we definitely
but
need
the problem
this.
Is if he doesn't go to the Olympics, they might just call him up for Copa America if he doesn't play. If he recovers by then.
When are the I know when Copa America is. That starts in June, ends in July. When are the Olympics?
I think the Olympics is sooner.
Okay.
They're coming up. So they're coming up right before. So I know they were gonna call him for the Olympics. Because they have to pick one. The team said, you guys gonna pick him, you know, pick him for one. We can't have him go into both tournaments. But if he doesn't go to one, he might go to the other one.
Tony Axe is saying Copa comes before Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay,
it's the other way around. Yeah.
So, well, he might make the Olympics. I think they were talking about taking him to the Olympics.
Sport Short says he thinks it's July 24th. Tank is saying, Pete, we have the deepest and most talented team in MLS history. Deepest?
Our defense is what I'm worried
about. In some positions.
Right.
I don't know. It's hard to say you don't have the most talented team when you have Messi and Suarez, right? It's hard to say that that's not the most talented team ever.
Right.
But I do remember having a conversation with our general manager talking about a fusion with Chris Henderson, and Chris Henderson right. feels that his Miami Fusion is the most talented MLS team, the best MLS team ever. And still, he feels that would be the case if they were playing now. Now, of course,
wow,
he's biased. He played on the team.
Of course. And they were a great team, man. They were a great team. And, you know, you can't take anything away from, you know, all the great players. We had Preki, dude. We had, of course, number 17 himself, Diego Serna, Chacon. That was really a great team. A lot of players that played on national teams and stuff. So, but I don't know. This team just seems stacked, and Messi by himself he's a team right there.
Right. Tank's backing up his comment saying most of our bench would start on other teams, and he said, look at McVay doing well for DC United. There's some points to that. Hey, I wanted to bring up somebody asked a question a while ago. I want to address it, but I just didn't feel like it fit in the flow as we're ending the show here. Juan was asking, when do we get a construction update?
I actually went by there yesterday, Peter. I sent you a message about that. You know, it doesn't seem like much has happened. That's why I didn't do the video, because I did end up going back again, and I just didn't think there was enough to really
Should have done it. People want to see it. People want to, even if not. Ed, you got to go back and watch some of my old videos from Fort Lauderdale. Videos, nothing changed. Nothing. But I did it anyways, and because people, they want to see it. So we got to do another one soon. Whether nothing's happened or not, we got to do another one. People want to see it.
We'll do it. I'll do it.
Unrelated. Peter, since you have an Xbox, I hope you get Star Wars Outlaws. I plan to. It's not out yet. It's coming out, I think, in August. I plan on getting it. It's an open world game where you're playing as a bounty hunter. Or no, I'm not. A smuggler. Not a bounty hunter. A smuggler. Juan following up on his other question, because he's curious. Y'all think Messi will play in that new stadium? We hope so. They keep saying it's going to be done sometime in 2025. It's looking rough. I know some stadiums can go up fast. Fort Lauderdale Stadium went up fast, but this one's supposed to be a little bit better quality. You know, hopefully not another erector set. Although I did read something on one of the companies involved with building it, and it did say something about a mix of metal erector set stuff and like actual like concrete and all that. So like somehow a mix. Like all the new stadiums, at least for MLS level, they're all like erector sets. So they, those can go up quick, but it still took what, a year and a half or so for Lauderdale.
Yeah,
I think maybe, or was it just around a year? I don't remember. I'd have to go back and look at my videos, see how long I started and when I finished.
Going to be close because they haven't started going vertical. I mean, no. I did see the same machines, you know, that appear to be
footers. They're putting in footers ground for the foundation.
But that's it. Nothing vertical just yet. It's still flat. I did see some of those watering, you know, trucks that water the fields or whatever. They had something out there, probably because of the dust or something.
That's for the dust, yeah. We saw that before.
Right.
Yeah. Tank asking, we're bringing it back to the nerd show. Did you play Jedi Survivor? Amazing game. Barely any Disney woke comments or moments. Yes, I played Jedi Survivor. I liked it. And I liked the Disney Star Wars movies also. How about that? Mm-hmm. And I don't think I'm woke, but, you know, I like them. But I'm not that smart either. So the woke stuff probably goes over my head. I'm kind of dumb. So I just like stuff. Anyways, Ed.
Mm-hmm. It's not about politics because it's about, you know, dumb fun.
I'm just right, a dumb Spanish guy. I'm just a dumb guy that likes soccer and Disney and Star Wars. Mm-hmm. What are we doing tomorrow, Ed?
Tomorrow at, 8:30 p.m. on the dot, usually, because Peter Brown tells us we got to be on time. 8:30 p.m. tomorrow. En Español on Football TV, Football Miami TV ES. Our Spanish show. Don't miss it. Marquito, El Oso Donoso, and myself in Spanish. This same stuff. I got to tell you, what's his name? Marco got some reaming from Fernando Fiore again. He's talking about how there's a lot of fans who think they're coaches. So, you know.
Marco is one of those.
Marco admitted he was, you know, he's, you know, we're all fans and we all think we're like coaches, but, you know, hey, that's what we're here for, right? We're here to support our team. And if we criticize, by golly, we're going to criticize because we want the best team in the world and we want to win.
That's right. That's right. Sometimes you have to be critical on the things that you love, even if it's Disney and Star Wars and Inter Miami.
Okay.
All right. We'll have some fun tomorrow on that. Following up a last few comments here, Juan is asking, are we season ticket holders? Yes, we are season ticket holders. And yes, they are expensive. So, all right. And I think that'll wrap it up. Oh, this was funny. Eric Thomas calling you out.
I didn't even know what it is, man. So
I don't either. That's why I said I'm not that smart. So, you know, I just watch stuff. People say there's hidden agendas in stuff, and I'm like, I don't know. It had a spaceship in the movie, and I like spaceships in movies.
Right.
I don't know about all the other stuff. Anyways, we're going to have a lot of fun tomorrow, or you'll have a lot of fun tomorrow talking in Spanish, doing the same kind of content. So enjoy that. Probably going to have another – I got to film it, but I've got
something.
Oh, boy. I need to do another video. I got another box of cards.
Oh, I hope there's some stuff in there.
I still haven't opened it. I don't know what's in here. Hopefully there's some messy stuff in here. And
there better be, by golly.
And I got, and I'll show this on a video. I got a little package here where I already know what's in here.
Oh,
and that'll be interesting. I'll have to do a video where we show what's in these things coming soon. But the only reason I've waited on doing that, I got to clean my desk off. I've got to literally remove my entire computer setup because I use the nice white area of the desk. And I got to, it's a pain in the neck because this is also my workspace. But so we should have a video of that coming. Maybe I'll have it this week. Maybe not, maybe next week, but soon. All right, everybody. Thanks so much for watching. Please like, share, and subscribe. Tell your friends. And we'll see you next week. See you, everybody.